Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Wicked Cow, retold by Nikki Webb. Once upon a time, there was a man who had three sons. They were good boys who worked hard and loved their father. The man also had a cow. He loved his cow very much because she gave him plenty of fresh milk and a beautiful calf every year. One day, the man told his eldest son to take the cow out to graze. The boy led the cow to the nearby grasslands. When she had eaten so much that her belly was round, he led her home again.
Welcome home, son,
said the man.
And welcome, my beautiful cow. Did you have enough to eat?
Ha! Snorted the cow.
Enough to eat? That lazy boy of yours tied me up on a patch of dry earth and went to visit his friends. I have eaten nothing all day.
The man was angry. He shouted at his son.
How can you put your own fun above the comfort of a poor, helpless creature? Leave my house. I want nothing to do with you.
The boy tried to explain, but his father drove him away. A kindly farmer saw the boy wandering through the village. She listened to the boy's story.
My boy,
she said,
I will teach you to farm so that one day you can grow food for your father and teach him not to rely on that wicked cow.
A few days later, the man called his second son.
My son, I want you to take my cow to graze. And when she is done, you must take her to the river for a drink.
The boy took the cow to a grassy hilltop to graze. He stood and watched her carefully to make sure that she wasn't attacked by the leopards that prowled in the area. Then he took her to the river to drink. The man welcomed his son and the cow when they returned home later that day. Then he asked the cow,
My dear sweet cow, did my son take care of you today?
Take care of me? Ha!
Snorted the cow.
He took care of himself. He tied me to a tree so that he could swim and sleep all day.
The man was furious. He sent his second son away. Fortunately, a blacksmith saw the boy and invited him to live with him.
My boy,
he said,
I will teach you how to make spades and arrows, and then you can plant food for your father and hunt to give him meat. He will see that he was wrong to rely on that wicked cow.
A week later, the man told his youngest son to take the cow to graze and then to take her to the river and wash her.
Look after my cow, son,
warned the man.
I love you, and I do not want to have to send you away.
The boy took the cow to the richest pasture he could find. He left her to graze until her belly was full, and then took her down to the river where he washed her clean. While the cow was chewing her cud, the boy lay down to sleep. The man was walking by and saw his son sleeping.
My beautiful beast,
he said to the cow.
Has my son been good to you today?
Your son has been as you see him now. Lazy, lazy, lazy. He has been sleeping all day.
Not knowing that the cow was lying, the man became furious.
Wake up, you lazy boy. You are no son of mine. Get away.
The boy left home sadly. He met a teacher.
My boy,
said the teacher,
I will teach you all the wisdom and knowledge that I have, so that one day you will be able to help your father in his business and show him that he does not need that wicked cow.
Soon the man's cow needed to graze again. As his sons had all left home, the man had to take the cow himself. He took her to a large green field and watched as she ate to her heart's content. When her belly was so full that it looked like it would burst, he asked her,
"My beautiful cow, have you had enough to eat?"
"Enough to eat?"
shouted the cow.
"How can I have eaten enough when you don't feed me?"
Then the man was very angry, because he realized that the cow had been lying to him all along and had made him send his sons away. He chased the cow with a stick.
"Shoot, shoot, get away, you wicked cow."
The man was hungry and thirsty from watching the cow all day. He walked to the market, but when he got there, he fainted from hunger and thirst. The villagers gathered around the man. Amongst the crowd were his three sons. They recognized their father at once. They picked him up and carried him back to their oldest son's farm. When the man recovered, he was given food that his oldest son had grown and meat that the second son had hunted with his arrows. He was also dressed in new clothes that his youngest son had bought with the money that he made by teaching.
"My dear sons,"
said the man,
"I am sorry that I listened to that wicked cow. I love you. You are more precious to me than any cow. Please forgive me."
And so the family was together again, and the man never again allowed anything to be more important to him than his sons.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona, with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.